A few weeks ago, my mother celebrated her 82nd birthday.
几个礼拜以前，我的母亲刚过完她82岁的生日。
All her children and grandchildren went to Chinatown and had a nice dinner with her.
她所有的儿孙辈们和她在唐人街的一座餐馆里边欢聚一堂。
Her clothes were nice and her hair was very neat.
她的衣着干净，她的头发整洁。
And we enjoyed the food and the relationship there.
我们在一起一同享用丰盛的饮食和天伦之乐。
Before leaving the restaurant, all her grandchildren gave her a big hug.
离开餐馆以前，她所有的孙辈们给她一个 大拥抱。
It was a very heartwarming event.
那个晚上是令人非常温馨的一个晚上。
I think back to many years ago.
这令我不禁想起好几年以前。
When my mother was raising four children in Hong Kong,
那时我的母亲在香港抚育我们长大。
Life was difficult for her.
那时候的生活非常艰辛。
Because my father was a habitual gambler.
因为我的父亲是个赌徒。
And money, oftentimes there was no money brought home.
常常我父亲从不把钱带到家里来。
It could be low or infrequent or none.
他要么很少带钱回家，或者是带很少的钱回家，或者是根本不带钱回家。
I often heard my dad and my mom arguing over, where had his wages gone.
我的父母常常吵架，问父亲的工资到哪儿去了。
My mother had to work part time as a seamstress in order to put food on table.
为了贴补家里，让我们不挨饿，母亲不得不去打零工，做替人缝补衣裳。
And because money was low, and she often bought leftover food from restaurant or half rotten cheap fruit from market for us.
因为家里没有钱，所以母亲不得不常常从餐馆里边将剩下的剩饭剩菜。带回家，或者将市场里边那些已经烂的、已经非常廉价的水果带到家里边。
It was not easy for her to be a mother.
那时候做母亲非常不容易。
Let's look at another story, a comic strip from Calvin and Hobbes.
再来看看那个连环画，加尔文和霍布斯。
Some of you are familiar with these kind of cartoons.
在座的有些人对这样的连环画是应该是非常熟悉的。
Well, one Mother's Day, Calvin is pictured standing by his mother's bed.
在一个母亲节，加尔文站在他的母亲的旁边，早晨。
He said, "Hey, Mom, wake up."
他说，妈妈，快起床吧。
I made you a Mother's Day card.
你看我给你做了一张母亲节的卡片。
And Mom said, "My, how sweet of you."
母亲就说，好，你真是真乖。
And Calvin said proudly, "I made it all by myself."
那加尔文就说，这张卡全是我自己一个人做的。
Go ahead and read it.
你赶快去读吧。
She begins to read.
所以母亲就开始读了。
I was going to buy a card with hearts of pink and red.
我本来想买一张卡片，上面有粉红色的心。
But then I thought I'd rather spend the money on me instead.
但是我想，这钱花在我自己身上还是更要紧。
It's awfully hard to buy things when one's allowance is so small.
我本来的零花钱就不多，再买东西就更不容易了。
So I guess you're pretty lucky. I get you anything at all.
所以母亲，我今天给你能够买一张卡，你已经是很有幸了。
Happy Mother's Day.
母亲节快乐。
There, I said it.
你看，我已经说过这句话了。
Now I'm done.
所以我也完了。
So how about getting out of bed and fixing breakfast?For your son.
怎么样？可以起床了吗？给你的儿子做早饭吧。
Signed, Calvin.
加尔文签名。
His mother said, "I'm deeply moved."
他的母亲说：“我好感动啊。
”And Calvin asked, "Did you notice the part about my allowance?"
加尔文就说：“你有没有读到这卡片里面专门写到我的零花钱的事情吗？”
Well, some of you may feel like Calvin's mother this morning.
在座的姐妹们，很多人也许跟加尔文的母亲的感觉一样，心情。
Wondering if anyone would say, "Thank you, Mom."
你们很可能会想，会不会在这个母亲节会有人说谢谢你母亲
？For all the good stuff you have done，
你给我做的一切的事情。
Being a mother is a tough job。
做一个母亲是一个非常不容易的一件事情。
We recognize and honor that today。
我们今天在这里就特此尊荣每一位做母亲的。
It is not easy to be a mother。
做母亲真的很不容易。
It is said in Hong Kong， 阿妈唔易做。
在香港广东话说就是妈妈不容易做。
Mothers recognize that as they send the children off to school in the morning。
每天早晨母亲要把小孩送到学校里去。
All kinds of temptations are coming their way。
他们意识到他们的孩子将面临各种各样的诱惑和试探。
Like school bullies。
比如说学校里边的霸王。
Drugs, gangs。
毒品、帮会。
Alcohol, pornography,
酒精、色情。
And they must be strong if they are going to overcome that.
他如果意志不坚强的话，就没法克服这些。
So it's very difficult to be a mother today.
所以今天做母亲很不容易。
But as hard as that may be,
但虽然今天的母亲不容易，
we really realize that difficulties are not unique in our time.
我们也应该意识到今天做母亲之所以难，也不是因为今天这个时代所特有的。
In every age, motherhood has had its share of difficulties.
每一个时代做母亲都有那个时代的难处。
Today we are looking at Mary, the mother of Jesus.
今天我们来看一下耶稣的母亲玛利亚。
We will consider some of her difficulties.
我们来看看当时她所面临的困难。
And the resources that she had.
以及她所拥有的资源。
Mary faced some very challenging difficulties as a mother.
作为母亲，玛利亚当时所面临的困难是非常大的。
The first difficulty Mary faced was a tarnished reputation.
首先，她面临她的名声被玷污。
She was pregnant out of wedlock.
她当时是属于婚外孕。
Now we know the rest of the story.
当然，后面的这个故事我们都知道。
Because she got pregnant by the Holy Spirit.
因为她是从圣灵感孕。
And the unborn child was the Son of God.
那在他胎里面的孩子就是神的儿子。
But do you think that they believe those kind of stories in a small town called Nazareth?
但是你想想，当时在一个小镇叫拿撒勒的小镇里边的人，他们会相信这样的事情吗？
If you come from a small town, you know that juicy gossip is a hot item over there.
如果你从一个小镇，如果你是生活在一个小镇的话，你就知道在小镇里边最热门的事情就是闲话。
Here this expecting teenage girl.
你看，这里有一个已经怀孕的少女。
And all the women in the town would circulate and enjoy talking about this teenage girl.
你可以想象，当时镇里边的那些妇女们最喜欢就闲言碎语谈这样的事情。
In fact, 30 years later, when Jesus began his ministry,
事实上，三十年以后，当耶稣出来是服事的时候，
his enemies said to him, "We are not illegitimate children."
他的敌人对他这样说：“我们可不是私生子。”
Meaning that Jesus, you are an illegitimate child.
很显然，他们的意思就是耶稣，你是一个私生子。
So Mary carried that bad reputation for years.
所以玛利亚一生忍辱负重，背负着这样的一个坏名声。
On this Mother's Day, you may not feel worthy to be mother.
也许在今天这个母亲节，你觉得自己不配做一个母亲。
Maybe there are some things in the past that you are not proud of.
也许你过去以往的经历里边，有些事情让你觉得抬不起头。
You feel guilty and shameful.
你有负罪感，你觉得很害羞。
Maybe there are skeletons in your closet and you feel unworthy.
也许你家里边有一些你不愿意让别人知道的事情。
The Bible reminds us.
但圣经告诉我们。
God not only forgives, but he also forgets.
神不但原谅你的过错，他也忘记你的过错。
And we should now encourage our children to avoid the mistakes that we have made.
你可以利用今天这个机会，鼓励你的孩子避免再重蹈覆辙，再犯你这样的错误。
Recognize that God is a God of mercy and grace.
让他们知道神是一位有恩典、有怜悯的神。
And God gives us new beginnings.
神给我们一个新的开端。
2 Corinthians 5:17
哥林多后书五章十七节说，
Therefore if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
We have new beginnings.
我们有新的开始。
The second difficulty Mary experienced was family poverty.
玛利亚当时所面临的第二个困难就是家境贫寒。
We don't realize how poor Joseph and Mary were.
在座的也许还没意识到当时玛利亚和约瑟夫妇是多么的穷。
When Jesus was brought to the temple as a baby for dedication.
当耶稣还是个小孩婴孩被带到耶路撒冷的圣殿奉献的时候，
His parents could only offer small sacrifice to God.
他的父母玛利亚和约瑟只能拿出很小的东西 来作为献祭献给神。
The rich people would offer an ox.
有钱的人会献上一头牛。
Average normal people offer a sheep or a goat.
普通的人可以献上一只羊或山羊。
ButThe poor parents of Jesus could only offer 2 small doves.
然而耶稣的父母只能献上两只鸽子。
Those were the very poorest sacrifices in the society.
这在当时的社会里边是属于最穷的人所献祭的东西。
Maybe you think you're poor.
也许你觉得自己很穷。
And maybe you have experienced the pressure of trying to buy things your children really want.
也许你觉得压力很大，你的孩子整天要问你要买东西。
Pay attention, want not need.
但请注意，他们所要的并不一定是他们所需要的。
Like new pair of running shoes.
一双新，比如说一双新的跑鞋。
Right designer clothes.
或者最新款式的时装。
And all the other things, electronics that they wish they can have.
以及所有那些电子玩意儿，他们想要的东西。
It is that time that we should teach them that the meaning of life does not consist of the things that we possess.
那个时候，你就要利用这个机会教育你的孩子，人的一生不仅仅只是要有东西、财富。
Teach them there are more important things.
告诉他们，在世界上还有更重要的事情。
Eternal things.
还有很多永恒的东西。
Those things that we cannot see without.Human eyes.
虽然这些事情我们今天的肉眼看不见，
Those things that have values forever and ever.
但这些事情有永恒的价值。
The third difficulty Mary faced was being a single mom.
第二个困难玛利亚所面临的 第三个困难就是单身母亲。
We don't know what happened to Joseph.
我们不知道玛利亚的丈夫约瑟到底是后来怎么样了。
But most scholars assume that he must have died after Jesus beyond age 12.
但是很多学者都相信，耶稣的父亲约瑟在耶稣十二岁以后不久就去世了。
Because the last time Joseph was mentioned was when Jesus went to the temple at age 12.
因为在圣经里边最后一次提到约瑟是耶稣十二岁到耶路撒冷的圣殿。
After that trip, Joseph is never mentioned again.
从那以后，圣经再也没有提到约瑟。
So it's very likely that Mary became a single mother.
所以很可能玛利亚就从那个时候就开始变成单身母亲。
Raising Jesus and her other children.
一个人抚养耶稣和他的兄弟。
All by herself, alone.
全是他一个人亲手抚养。
To the single mothers in our midst.
对我们当中有做单身母亲的。
Our heads are off.To you.
我们向你们致以万分的敬意。
You have to be both mom and dad to your children.
你们既要当妈又要当爹。
It's difficult.
是非常困难的。
And when you get up on Sunday morning and get the children ready to church,
尤其是主日早晨，你要早早的起床，让孩子做好准备到教会去。
You are doing double work.
你是做双倍的工作。
And we want you to know that it doesn't go unnoticed.
但我们要让你知道，你们的工作、你们的辛劳是被纪念的。
God bless you and what you're doing.
愿神祝福你和你手所做的工。
Though it was difficult for Mary to be a mother.
虽然玛利亚做母亲不容易。
God gave her resources.
神也给她很多资源。
So that she could become a good mother.
使她能够成为一个好母亲。
Her first resource was a supportive husband.
她第一个资源就是一个能够理解她、疼她、支持她的丈夫。
Now again, Joseph was probably with her for the first 12, 13 years.
也许约瑟和他一起生活的时间不长，大概也就是婚后12年到13年左右。
During that time, he was a supportive husband.
但是就在那段时间里边，他非常支持、理解玛利亚。
The Bible says when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife.
圣经这样说，约瑟醒了，起来就遵着主使者的吩咐把妻子娶过来。
Joseph was a caring, supportive husband.
约瑟是一个非常关心疼爱妻子的也支持妻子的一个丈夫。
Especially when her reputation was being tarnished.
尤其是妻子的 名声受到玷污的时候。
He was always there for her.
他总是在那儿能够支持她。
And may I say to all the husbands and fathers here,
让我借着这个机会也对在座的父亲和丈夫们说,
the best thing you can give to your wife,
您能给你妻子最好的东西,
it's not flowers or chocolates or cards,
也许不是鲜花,也不是巧克力,也不是几张卡片,
but to be supportive of her,
而是能够支持你的,理解你的妻子,
like to wash the dishes and do the laundries and take the garbage.
能够洗碗碟，啊，洗衣服，把那些垃圾扔到那个垃圾桶里面去。
Pray for her, encourage her.
甚至为她祷告，鼓励她。
Always be with her.
总是陪伴她。
Mary's second resource was a close friend.
玛利亚第二个资源就是她拥有亲密的朋友。
Luke 1:42 tells us.
路加福音第一章四十二节告诉我们。
In a loud voice, Elizabeth exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear."
路加福音一章四十二节，伊丽莎伯高声喊着说：“你在妇女中是有福的，你所怀的胎也是有福的。”
If you remember the story.
如果你还记得这个故事的话，
Mary is expecting a child.
当时玛利亚已经身怀六甲。
She went to be with Elizabeth, an older woman.
她去见一个比她年长的妇女叫伊丽莎伯。
She too was expecting a child.
当时伊丽莎伯也怀孕了。
John the Baptist.
她所怀的胎就是我们后来知道的就是施洗约翰。
Both this young woman and old woman.Their pregnancy were miracles.
这两个妇女的怀孕的事情是神迹。
And they spent about 6 months together.
他们在一起相处了六个月。
They encouraged each other.
他们相互鼓励。
If you have been mothers for years,
如果你做了好几年的母亲，
you are in a position to encourage younger women.
你就应该可以鼓励那些年轻的妈妈们。
Like how to change diapers and feed babies.
告诉他们如何给婴孩换尿布，怎么给他们喂食物。
How to argue fairly with the husbands.
如何和先生那个吵架的时候呢，那个争吵的时候能够做到有分寸。
And how to face the in-laws.
如何面对婆媳关系。
Share with them your failures as well as victories.
跟他们分享你的成功和你的失败。
Hebrews 3:13.
希伯来书第三章十三节说
Encourage one another daily as long as it is called today.
希伯来书三章十三节总要趁着还有今日天天彼此相劝。
We need to encourage the mothers today.
我们今天做母亲呢需要被鼓励。
Help them to understand that they are doing a job that no one else can replace.
我们要让他们知道他们今天所做的这份工作是别人所不能替换的。
Mary's third resource is God's power.
玛利亚所拥有的第三个资源就是神的大能。
It's not human, but God's divine power for her.
这不是人的能力，而是神的大能。
Luke 1:35.
路加福音一章三十五节。
The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God."
路加福音第一章三十五节，天使回答说：“圣灵要降临到你身上，至高者的能力要荫蔽你，因此所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。”
Mary knew that the baby in her womb was God's only begotten son.
玛利亚知道她肚里的孩子是神的独生子。
It would be impossible for her to be the mother of God's son in her own human strength.
靠她自己的能力是不可能成为耶稣的母亲的。
But the power of Most High is available for her.
但是至高者的能力荫蔽她。
And that power is also available to all those who believe.
同样，这样的大能也会临到所有相信的人。
The young girl Mary believed.
少女玛利亚当时相信了。
In verse 38, she answered, "I am the Lord's servant."
路加福音一章三十八节，玛利亚说：“我是主的使女。”
May be to me as you have said.
情愿照你的话成就在我的身上。
She trusted and obeyed.
她信神的话也顺服了。
And because of her faith,
因为她的信心,
she was rewarded.
她的信心受到了回报。
37 years later,
37年以后,
she saw her son Jesus died on the cross.
她亲眼看着她自己的儿子耶稣死在十字架上,
but also rose from the dead,
但同时又从死里复活,
and ascended to heaven,
升到天上,
and together with the disciples, she prayed,
她和当时的使徒们在一起祷告,
and experienced the outpouring of the Holy Spirit,
并经历到圣灵的浇灌,
and later on, she saw her other children believed in Jesus,
后来她看见她另外的一些孩子也信了耶稣。
By the power of God, Mary became a good mother.
靠着神的能力，玛利亚成了一位好母亲。
A mother of faith has great influence on her children.
母亲的信心对孩子的影响是非常大的。
Recently, I was reading a Chinese Christian Herald Crusade monthly paper.
最近我在读一份《角声月报》的最近一期月刊。
Talked about the mother of Dale Carnegie.
这份月刊上谈到一个名叫德尔·卡内基的母亲。
Dale Carnegie was a successful American writer, lecturer, public speaker, teacher of interpersonal skills.
Dale Carnegie 是一个非常成功的作家，也是公共演说家，也是很多有关公司培训、人际关系的讲员。
The story is about Amanda, the stepmother of Dale Carnegie.
Carnegie 在从小是这个故事是讲卡内基小时候的继母。
When he was 9-year-old, Amanda became his stepmother.
他九岁的时候，那个名叫 Amanda 的一位妇女成了他的继母。
And Carnegie's father warned her.
当时卡内基的父亲就警告这位继母说。
Honey, be very careful about this boy.
心肝，千万要当心这个小孩。
He is the worst kid in town.
他是镇上的最坏的一个孩子。
Probably tomorrow he'll begin to throw rocks at you and do either some more ugly things.
也许明天开始他就会向你扔石子，甚至做别的事坏事情。
Amanda, the stepmother, was a school teacher.
当时 Amanda。作为继母，她也是学校的老师。
She smiled and replied.
她带着微笑回答说
：“You are wrong.
你说错了。
He is not the worst kid in town.
他不是哈镇里边最坏的孩子。
He is the smartest kid in town.
他是镇里边最聪明的孩子。
He is the most creative kid.
他是最有创造力的孩子。
It is just that he has not found an area in which he can express his passion.
只是他现在还没有找到地方能够表达他的他所喜欢的东西。
And this 9-year-old boy was so touched by her encouragement.
当时这个九岁的卡内基听了他继母的话以后，就非常的感动。
He wept.
他当时哭了。
This was the first time ever in his life anyone affirmed his worth.
这是他一生当中第一次他听见有人能够肯定他。
And it was also the beginning of his success journey.
这也成了他一生成功之途的开始。
When he was age 14,
他14岁的时候，
his mother bought him a typewriter.
他的母亲，他继母给他买了一架打字机。
And told him with a prophecy.
然后跟他讲了个预言。
One day you will become a writer.
他说有一天你要成为一个作家。
And because of his mother's confidence, Carnegie worked toward that goal.
正是因为母亲有这样的一个信心，所以卡内基从小就开始朝这个目标努力。
He met and surpassed her expectation.
他不但达到了他母亲所希望的，而且超过了他所想象的。
He had great achievements.
他的成就非常大。
He wrote several world-class books.
他写了好几本举世著名、举世闻名的著作。
Including the most famous book, How to Win Friends and Influence People.
其中有一本就是影响很大的，就是如何能够赢得别人和影响别人。
Which sold millions of copies.
这本书卖了好几百万册。
I also read that book a few years ago.
我也几年前我也读过这本书。
Amanda, the mother, had faith in God.
她的母亲 Amanda 对神有信心。
This godly mother kept the family strong.
正因为如此，她带着信心，让整个家庭能够一直保持坚强。
And she often led the family in Bible reading.
她经常带家庭进行查经。
And then. They knelt together for prayer.
并一起跪下来祷告。
Dale Carnegie had great success in life.
卡内基一生非常的成功。
All because of his mother.
这一切都归功于他的母亲。
Who believed in God.
他的母亲信神。
Also believed in him.
也信他的儿子。
Mothers, God's power is for you.
母亲们。神的能力和你们在一起。
The power of the Most High will overshadow you.
至高者的能力会荫蔽你们。
He will help you as you mother your children.
神会帮助你们抚养儿子，抚养孩子。
God bless you on this special day.
在今天这个日子，愿神祝福你们。
Shall we pray?
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for the mothers.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们母亲。
Through mothers, you have given us life.
通过母亲，你给了我们生命。
You loved us.
你爱我们。
And care for us through them.
也关通过母亲来关心照顾我们。
May you strengthen them today.
愿你的能力今天和我们同在。
Encourage them.
能够。鼓励那些母亲
and honor them,
也能尊荣他们
today and every day.
不光是今天也是每一天
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名我们祷告
Amen.
Amen.